Has a heavy heart after what's happened in Connecticut. The president did a visit for the people in that town of Newton in, as I said, the great state of Connecticut. So many heavy hearts. 26 people killed, as you all know that story by now. 20 of them children. Here's a little snippet of the president and some of his thoughts.
In our society. But that can't be an excuse for inaction.
All right, we missed a little bit of that there. What basically what he's saying is that the president was saying that, you know, they have wounded hearts and were looking for prayers and talking about tragedies and the fact that we can't accept events like this as routine. We're going to let you, in fact, hear a much larger portion of what he said at the bottom of the hour. But everybody is commenting on so many different aspects of what happened in that elementary school. Absolutely unbelievable on Friday. The shooting, the reaction to the shooting, talking about a bill with a ban on assault weapons, talking about how he got the weapons in the first place. Adam Lanza, the 20-year-old kid who then took his own life after the horrific, sick, twisted thing that happened to those children in that school down the street where he was living with his mother. And I guess that's where we start here on America Tonight. I want to throw open the numbers. We'll be talking about this, obviously, a lot here and there during the week. We'll mix in some other conversation, too, to be sure, here on the show. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283, if you want to throw in your 2 cents, 855-266-KATE. So the thing that I don't want to do is in any way give too much attention to the kid himself, other than the fact that he obviously had mental health problems. Part of the time when he was in school, he was homeschooled. The people in the town talk about the struggle that his mother, who wasn't working, who was well enough, was well-to-do enough that she didn't have to work, but that she had homeschooled him part of the time and was struggling doing that because of his mental health issues. So I think there's a few different things to look at here. First of all, somebody with any kind of a serious enough mental health problem, when is it the point where they snap? Is there anything you can see in that happening, the train leaving the station? And why are we cutting money for mental health facilities and screening places when this seems to be the constant problem that we go back to and the struggles that so many people are having with it? It can no longer be taboo, and there's all different kinds of forms of mental health. So coming up this week on America Tonight, we're going to talk to the ATN head shrinker, Judith Barr, about that, about, and here she is in Connecticut, talk to her about children and what ultimately went on there, and further down the line, what as a country we can do instead of ignoring it, instead of it being the elephant in the room. We see, even with the guys and women coming back from Afghanistan and Iraq and the post-traumatic stress that they face and often how they take their lives, the mental gymnastics that the people in the military have gone through, and how that was something you never did. You never went to the clinic because you didn't want that on your record. And that needs to change. The conversation about mental health and being well, not just physically, but also in the mind, is so vital. The description and of the shooter and socially how he was from the time he was a child fits the description of other gunmen who have done similar things. One of the guys at Columbine that fit his description, certainly the shooter in Aurora, Colorado, what happened there in the movie theater over this past summer, what happened just recently in a Portland, Oregon mall. So we have a description of who these people are. We know what makes them tick. We still don't know the why with the this latest shooting. What tripped the trigger, so to speak, for him that sent him to that elementary school? And we'll re-rack throughout the hour so you get an understanding of reaction, talking about policy, talking about assault weapons and guns in general, because, you know, this ignites the gun argument that are we a violent culture? Are guns too readily available? And the anti-gun advocates are coming out of the woodwork. I'll say this. I think, and I'm about Second Amendment rights, but assault weapons? Do we need assault weapons? No. Could we ban assault weapons? Certainly. The NRA did a survey of their own people. 75% said, assault weapons. We don't need hundreds of rounds. Get rid of assault weapons. That's fine. No problem with that. And this was what happened here. That was the majority of the shooting of the young kids that he took down because he was able to fire off so many rounds. And this was a school, by the way, that locked their doors as so many others do, but he was able to get in because he could smash a window. So then you get to another facet of this. Do we need to have somebody armed at our schools? Does there have to be an armed guard? An ex-police officer, detective, whatever. Some schools do have this already, but mandatory across the board. Somebody with a gun that if the unthinkable happens, somebody's there to stop them. Because nobody could stop the 20-year-old. The principal who dedicated her life to kids and had five kids of her own. The secretary couldn't do anything about it either. Other than trying to shield as many kids as they could, but they were both also gunned down because you had six adults that died in that massacre, the horrible massacre that even the first responders couldn't take when they went in and saw the carnage, frankly. Telling other people that they were evacuating once they arrived from the building to close their eyes, realizing in a very smart way the other students that had to be let out, for them to also close their eyes so they would not see the horrific thing that had taken place at the school and what they narrowly missed in their lives being spared. No kid should go to school looking over their shoulder. What do we do to make sure that that doesn't happen? We're talking about that next on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluing. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Let me assure you that in winter, each time I see the beginning of a snowfall, I will be thinking of those 27 souls lost just a few days ago. Each time the day gets a little longer, I will think and dream of the lives that might have been and the lives that were so full of grace.
So Governor Malloy trying to eulogize, in a sense, the best that he could, or put into perspective the best that he could, what has happened in Connecticut, and certainly what has happened to this town because of one 20-year-old who was a deranged maniac who decided to saunter up to the school after murdering his mother, who, by the way, had the guns, legally owned the guns, was a gun enthusiast, and had, enjoyed shooting, going out to shooting ranges and all that kind of stuff. But knew her son was mentally ill. Did she have guns locked up? Was he threatening anything? We don't know anything about that. We do know that the computers were smashed to smithereens. And, in fact, that the FBI went in to get whatever they could of the computers, and they're going to just look on the hard drive, see if they can see any kind of email threads, that kind of stuff. The mother, by the way, was also Nancy, her name is Nancy Lanza, was also described as a very generous person, did a lot of charity work, all that kind of stuff, and was somebody who had worked, you know, who had worked with a lot of people who say that she was warm and touched their lives and all that kind of stuff. Because, see, here's what happens. We're trying to figure out the why. We're trying to wrap our arms around it, this situation. It's always about being blindsided and not really figuring it out, trying to piece it together, and how in a leave-it-to-beaver, as it's been described, type of neighborhood in Newton, Connecticut, this happens. How regularly neighbors would just knock on each other's doors, and it was like a Pleasantville, and how this happens in that kind of a world. It goes to show you that any place, anywhere, this can happen. As to the weapons, which I said there are a lot of facets to this, and there's going to be a lot of conversation about this, I guarantee there will be gun bills that will be voted on. What would those bills contain? The one gun that's the assault type rifle, so not a standardized, if you will, and there's a lot of different kinds of guns, not a standardized rifle, where you have somebody who can have hundreds of magazines of, you know, basically hundreds of bullets and mags where they can go through them. They shouldn't have access to that. Do you really have a problem? As a person who supports the Second Amendment, why do other people, I don't understand why we have a problem with getting rid of assault weapons. Why assault weapons? And we'll just umbrella it under that. Why do we need that necessarily? If I'm a hunter, I have lots of family members who hunt. They don't have that. They don't have those kind of guns. What would they do? Rip apart Bambi? Of course they don't have those kind of guns. So why do we have to have those? Why can't we get rid of those? If somebody told me a sad story the other day, a true story, and we've talked about this before in America Tonight, and this, I guess, changed my mind on that kind of a weapon. The fact that you can go down to Virginia, and what happens is people go down with moving trucks, go down to Virginia, they don't have to sign anything, don't have to be asked any questions, get tons of assault-type weapons. We're not talking about handguns, we're not talking about any of that, any kind of type of handgun or any of that. We're talking about these weapons that are banned, like in New York City, and so they'll fill up the moving van with them and then sell them to people illegally. They'll sell them to people illegally. So to the mother, she enjoyed guns. She owned guns for self-defense, according to her sister-in-law. She liked to shoot. She owned them legally. She was a gun collector. She was showing people a rifle that she had, you know, recently picked up somewhere. So what does this mean in relationship to the son getting the guns and then doing, you know, what happened? And we don't know all those connections. We don't know if they were locked up or they weren't locked up, or he knew how to get them or whatever that was, and, you know, what happened. We know that he was a troubled kid. We know that his parents had gone through a divorce, and that obviously bothered him, because there was evidence of that. People talked about it, where they had a connection to that family anyway. Can you imagine being the ex-husband of Nancy Lanza, Peter Lanza, his name is. He's remarried and he lives somewhere in New York City. Or the brother, Ryan Lanza, who for a while was being reported as the gunman and actually had his hands cuffed and was being questioned when there was some confusion over that, and his video of him was being shown all over the place. So there's such an element to this that is so disturbing and so I don't know what the word is, so we can't connect to it. We can't connect. We're at a loss to explain. That's what it is. We're at a loss to explain what happened here that ripped apart that sleepy little hollow, the grief, the anxiety in Newton now, just minutes of carnage that forever shatters that town and the lives of so many people who had just little innocent babies. Innocent babies. So the questions abound in a lot of different directions. I mean, my heart goes out to the people affected by the tragedy. That's the thing. We have to get to the root of this problem. An unstable young guy, he couldn't manage himself, he was socially inept, and he couldn't control his emotions. And this is a big problem, and it seems to be getting much worse across the country. Why are we not working on this? Why are we trying to take away mental health facilities rather than encourage people to get help, rather than look for that? Rather than instead try to just distance ourselves from the, we'll call, we'll call them people who seem to be unbalanced. If we could get to some of those people, perhaps early, maybe some of these things would be prevented. Maybe. And even in saying that, I know there are many, many opportunities, and there are many people who could fall into this category. So the one thing that I would say we can change, that we would change, besides the availability of mental health services and people seeking them and not feeling as though they're flawed or a leper for using them, being encouraged instead, I would say that. And I would say that we have to really seriously look at these assault weapons. And that's a misnomer, I know that, because we could look at guns down the line. You know, the 223 AR-15s were at one point legal. In fact, the woman who had, the mother who had the gun, who had the one gun that was used, the three guns that were used, is now banned in Connecticut, but it wasn't banned apparently when she got it. The guns were legal. So all of the bullets he had access to, all the magazines, you know, this is the thing. The constant references to the pop, 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 pop as it was being described in murdering those kids. Oh, it's just awful. Awful, awful, awful. But do you think this is the right course? Is this the right way to go? You can shoot me an email, americatonight.net. Bob in Connecticut did that, sent me a couple of emails over the weekend, said that he knew some people in Newton, was only a few towns over, and really feels for those folks, saying that we should all hold kids a little bit tighter and pay closer attention to what's happening with them and what's happening with their peers in an effort to try to do whatever we can to make sure our children feel safe and are healthy. Good sentiment. Coming back here on America Tonight, we're going to let you hear what President Obama had to say when he was part of that vigil in a church in Newton on Sunday night. Stay with us.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials, and you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
We're going to take you to Newton, Connecticut, to let you hear a little bit more of what President Obama had to say as he visited with the people there and tried to, the best he could, bring them together to remember, to give them hope, and I think to not eulogize might be too strong of a word, but to remember the lives of the people, 26 people killed in all, 20 of them children, which is what was so shocking, first graders, 12 girls and 8 boys. And thank goodness more weren't killed, but saying more weren't killed, it is an outrageous number. And just earlier in the day, the autopsies had been completed on all the kids that were killed in that Sandy Hook Elementary School massacre as we try to wrap our brains around all of this. Senator Dianne Feinstein said she's going to introduce a bill on the first day Congress returns in January to ban the sale of so-called assault weapons and high-capacity ammunition clips. She says she's going to introduce it to the Senate, and the same bill will be introduced to the House. She was a big supporter of the 10-year ban on assault weapons that expired in 2004, and she's going to push to get weapons, she says, weapons of war off the streets. She was joined by Senators Dick Durbin in Illinois, Richard Blumenthal in Connecticut, who say they are going to definitely not let up and bring the issue to Capitol Hill in the next couple of weeks when they come back and you see some new faces in the Senate and in Congress, too. So ultimately, when the healing and the healing process is going to be a long process, when the healing starts, the idea to have a calm conversation, I think, on the Second Amendment in general is a wise one. Why can we not talk about it? Why can we not have all angles, in other words, invited to the table to really have that conversation, to really have that conversation? As I said, the NRA polled their membership, and they weren't concerned about the majority. We're not concerned about, I'll say it again, so-called assault weapons. Remember, the U.S. Supreme Court has said that gun ownership is guaranteed by the Constitution, and I agree with that. But looking at the weapons that we, militia-like weapons that we don't need, hunters, gun owners do not want military assault weapons. They don't. They don't need them. Why do they need them? They don't need them. And they don't like those weapons. I know I have a family full of cops. I have cops on some side, and I have hunters in my family. And they don't think that they need that for home security. They think they've got some pretty powerful metal already. They're already packing plenty of powerful metal that they could use for home security and or hunting, if that's what they want to do. And they say, you know, in my family, I've talked to them about this before. They don't see any reason, any plausible reason, to have those kinds of weapons. So we know that there's going to be lots of polls out. Will there be support for stricter gun laws? And here's the thing: probably in 90% of the places already in the United States, I feel confident saying that. They're doing the background checks. People are going through the right processes. They're, like everything else, there is a puncture. There is a hole in the system because it's all over the map. It's different in every state. And I'll say this again, and this has only been a half hour into the program. I am not about taking guns away. I am not about that. I think you have a right to defend yourself. I think the Second Amendment guarantees it and holds up. I think you should be able to have handguns. You should be able to have rifles to hunt with. But I don't see the reason for these crazy amounts of magazines and the things that have happened with these nutball guys who have gone off the charts for whatever mental reason, whatever it is, schizophrenia, just completely isolated, feeling as though they don't matter, or whatever the reasons are that are floating around in their heads, making them out of their minds and doing something like what happened on Friday is just, I mean, just stunning. So I've really looked at all angles of this and reading everything I could. And we talk about guns and gun rights and challenges to that a lot here on ATN. And there was a survey that was out. There's a new poll that's out that says that 50% of Americans say gun laws should be made more strict than they are now, compared to the 43% who say they should remain the same, or, and that's 29%, or made less strict. The poll also found support for banning semi-automatic weapons, 51% to 33%, as well as magazine clips holding more than 10 rounds, so more than 10 rounds, 54% to 32%. We go further. The main weapon used by Adam Lanza was a semi-automatic assault rifle, and he carried, you know, the high-capacity mags with him. So there you go. That was certainly part of the reason that he was able to do some of the damage that he was able to do. Now, if you had somebody in the school, if you had that off-duty police officer who was armed, then you make the argument that, boom, end of story. He breaks in, he smashes the glass, gets in, and they're able to stop him. Who's ever there is able to stop him and maybe save more lives. And this is something that I think a lot of people would be against. For example, the maybe the somebody in the front office, the principal, as I said, an off-duty police officer, but somebody who is armed patrolling the school. The one thing we could do, but then the fire department would be all over some of the schools for this. They'd have to have a way to immediately break the glass because of the chance of fire. But what about bulletproof glass? If they had had that strong glass, then he wouldn't have been able to crack it and unlock the door and get inside the school. He wouldn't have been able to do that. But then, as I said, the argument would be, well, how safe is it fire-wise? What about the exits and where are they going? The sad thing is at Sandy Hook, and I double-checked on this with somebody in Connecticut, it may be reported already, is these kids knew what to do in case of an emergency. They knew to duck, go for cover, all that kind of stuff, because they had been trained to do it. Just like, you know, I remember when I was a kid, we had so many fire drills. It seemed like at least twice a month we had fire drills, both in middle school and in high school. And we knew where the exits were. We knew what to do. We knew how to get down the steps. We knew all of that. We weren't worried about bullets flying around, somebody coming in. That wasn't what we were worried about. It was strictly fire and fire drills. These kids had had those drills where they got underneath desks and that kind of stuff. But how could they do it in that short amount of time? Once he had gotten in, it was so brutal, it was so fast, and then before you knew it, it was over. 21st graders dead as a result of his actions. All right, quickly, here's a little bit more of Obama talking to the people in Connecticut in Newton.
Scripture tells us, do not lose heart. Though outwardly we are wasting away, inwardly we are being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. Since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. For we know that if the earthly tent we live in is destroyed, we have a building from God, an eternal house in heaven, not built by human hands. We gather here in memory of 20 beautiful children and 6 remarkable adults. They lost their lives in a school that could have been any school, in a quiet town full of good and decent people that could be any town in America. Here in Newtown, I come to offer the love and prayers of a nation. I am very mindful that mere words cannot match the depths of your sorrow, nor can they heal your wounded hearts. I can only hope it helps for you to know that you're not alone in your grief, that our world too has been torn apart, that all across this land of ours we have wept with you.
The father of the 20-year-old who shot to death his mother in their home and then slaughtered 26 people at that elementary school we've been talking about released a statement. We'll tell you what he had to say. Coming back on the flip side, AmericaTonight.net or 855-266-5283.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95 and makes a great Christmas gift. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
The final turn here of this hour in America tonight. Talking a lot of different directions about the incident that happened at Sandy Hook Elementary. Half mast, that's how the flags are flying across this country. What a great country we live in, too, because everybody just wants to put their arms around the people there. We really do feel as though our hearts are broken. I've seen more grown men cry now in just conversations, and even seeing people on the tube that have no relationship with the people there. The second most time that I've seen this, the other time was when I was in New York just after 9/11, and people were just, of course, so choked up and were just feeling like their hearts were split in half. And this is very similar, two completely different things, but similar in that sense. Here was the statement. The father, Pete Lanza, released. He said, "Our hearts go out to the families and friends who lost loved ones and to all those who were injured. Our family is grieving along with all of those who have been affected by this enormous tragedy. No words can truly express how heartbroken we are. We're all in a state of disbelief and trying to find whatever answers we can. We, too, are asking why. We've cooperated fully with law enforcement and will continue to do so. Like so many of you, We are saddened but struggling to make sense of what has transpired. He asked the question why it was his flesh and blood, his son, and that's the question that we're all asking now. Why? Why did this happen? What led his son to do what he did? We've talked more about, or I've certainly mentioned, the gun situation, the specifics of the arsenal that he had, that he brought to school, a quantity, an enormous quantity of ammunition was the key thing, I think. And the shots were fired from a 223 Bushmaster semi-automatic carbine, which is a military-style assault weapon. You can call it an assault weapon. It's a military-style assault weapon. I double-checked with the family. So he was also carrying, as you all know by now, two semi-automatic pistols, a 10-millimeter Glock and a 9-millimeter SIG, and a shotgun was found in the car. I've said this, and I'll say it again, the guns were legally acquired and registered to his mother, Nancy Lanza, who, it's been reported, had taken her son to shooting ranges occasionally, so he must have been familiar with the guns anyway. She was an enthusiast and a collector and knew how to use them and had them legally. But they found at the scene numerous empty 30-round mags for the Bushmaster rifle. So, boy, just sad all the way around. Awful, awful day. Let's go to Pete in the great state of Texas. Hey, Pete. How are you, Pete? Just absolutely terrible, isn't it?
Oh, it's insane.
It is.
I'm not condoning the guy's actions, but you're looking at $2,500 worth of firearms right there. Those should be stored safely in a gun safe with a decent lock, a safe-style lock. They were not, apparently were not put up correctly, and the kid basically stole his mother's guns and went nuts with them.
Yeah. Yeah, it's awful. I mean, it's what I say, the thing that we need to do is we need to reform, the idea of people with our mental health facilities or whatever, the psychological problems, they got to get support. It doesn't mean you can cure everyone. It doesn't mean that he would have been different. But there are certainly, we're seeing this, the guys between 18 and 25 who just snap.
But they, she didn't have them secured. And she knew the kid was nutter than a squirrel turd, so you got to do something about it. You put your guns up, you don't let him remember.
I agree. You could not have those guns readily available for him when he's not mentally right. He can't.
This is very serious. Firearms are very serious. You've got to respect them. They're a tool. It is exactly what they are. And they're a tool for hunting. Those particular firearms are for home defense or self-defense, if you will. If it's a semi-auto, it's pull the trigger once, you get one bullet. Yeah, I understand you had 20 or 30 rounds there available to shoot, but it is not switch the magazine or switch the selector switch and it goes full auto. No, he doesn't have that. You have to have a federal firearms license from ATF and be registered and basically be a gun fanatic or not fanatic but enthusiast to get that. You've got to go through a long, long process to get into that.
And yeah.
If you want your names on the rolls for that, you go right ahead.
Yeah.
It's one pull the trigger, one bullet comes out. That's about it.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll tell you. Yeah, it's, I think that it is about that. It is about the hoops that you have to jump through and making sure they're in place.
Yeah, she's got some fine, she had some fine farms. They're at 6 hours of a nice farm.
Yeah.
Got some nice one. That Bushmaster's a mediocre at best. But, you know, that's neither here nor there. What was done with it was insane.
Yeah. It really was, Pete. I mean, absolutely. Thanks for throwing in on this one. It's tough. Pete knows firearms. Pete and I have talked about guns before. We know there's going to be a massive outcry to just completely, the first thing will be just completely get guns out of Americans' hands. And I think that's a big mistake and an initial reaction to that. But without a doubt, the checks have to be there. I don't see why it is that we need to have some background checks so people with psychological problems don't have these kind of weapons, don't have access to them. But we know that she must have been able to get them legally. She did. She had them registered. She could legally get them. It was her son that stole them, that took them, whatever it was, however it went down, but they couldn't have been completely locked up and unavailable to him, or he knew how to get them, because that's exactly what happened. He murders her, and then he's free to take the insane amount of bullets that he had and go into a school and kill all those first graders that he gunned down in cold blood. There really aren't great words for this, because it's a sickening situation to have to talk about. I was shocked. As soon as it happened, I was away and somebody had sent me a text. I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe that we were going to be talking about this. And the numbers I heard, I thought, oh, these are preliminary. Somebody hasn't gotten them right, and they're just putting them out there because it's the race to be first, so that can't be right. And then it was worse than I initially thought. Hundreds there were hundreds of unfired bullets. He was prepared to do more. Luckily, in one sense, I believe this too. I believe that he killed himself, and they know this from in tracking it forensically. But he killed himself when the police were coming into the school. So he might have been prepared with the amount of ammunition he had to kill more people. So thank goodness the police did get there when they did. It's just too bad they couldn't have stopped this nut before he ruined 26 different families. And the repercussions, probably thousands of people, and certainly the nation, really feels the weight of what happened in Newton, Connecticut.
Aires, then our shuttle to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com.